KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Saying it can no longer tolerate taxpayer money going for things like Egypt tourism or a gender pronoun project in Sri Lanka, the Trump team is drastically scaling back the agency known as USAID.
The Trump administration has presented a plan to the remaining senior officials at the U.S. Agency for International Development that would cut worldwide staffing for aid projects from 8,000 direct hires and contractors to fewer than 300. That word from two current USAID employees and one former official who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity due to a Trump administration order barring USAID staffers from talking to anyone outside the agency. Meantime, the APs also learned that Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency sought access to the Treasury Department payment system to stop money from flowing to USAID. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump's buyout offer for federal workers put on hold by a federal judge in Boston. Also at SRNNews.com, a group of Western senators proposes creation of a wildfire intelligence agency.
The bipartisan proposal is led by Senators Alex Padilla of California, Tim Sheehy of Montana, John Hickenlooper of Colorado, and Steve Daines of Montana. The proposed agency would facilitate greater coordination amongst federal departments and operate across state lines. In the words of Senator Hickenlooper, wildfires don't care about state lines or Forest Service boundaries. He says a centralized Wildfire Intelligence Center will speed the response to fires and promote cross-agency collaboration. Bob Agner reporting.
A mother and daughter have been killed by a powerful storm. It raked eastern Tennessee last night. Just 144,000 jobs created last month, that according to the government's newly released January employment report. On Wall Street, the Dow down 60 points. This is SRN News. The NFL doubles down on DEI.
League Commissioner Roger Goodell says there will be no retrenchment on diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Many of America's major corporations are dropping DEI amidst complaints from customers who don't want to see the LGBT agenda promoted in stores or with their dollars. Goodell says DEI, quote, has been good for the NFL. Corporations that are dropping DEI include Amazon, Walmart, Target, McDonald's, and Lowe's. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal experts say President Trump has had a significant impact on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, one of the most liberal panels in the country. He made 10 appointments during his first term in office, and now liberals only outnumber conservatives 16 to 13. That's the slimmest margin in almost 30 years. The Ninth Circuit covers more states than any other federal appeals court, and policies differ widely on such issues as abortion and the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. Those power-hungry high-tech data centers may soon be coming to a neighborhood near you.
OpenAI is scouring the U.S. for sites to build a network of huge data centers to power its artificial intelligence technology, expanding beyond a flagship Texas location and looking across 16 states to accelerate the Stargate project championed by President Trump. The maker of ChatGPT has put out a request for proposals and this week began visiting locations in Oregon, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Keith Peters reporting.
New York City is trying to deter dangerous subway surfing through education, but some say that's not enough. They argue making the trains harder to climb and train surfers more easy to detect might be part of the solution. One subway driver says locking the doors at the ends of the train cars might keep people from climbing onto the roof. Six people died last year subway surfing in New York. More details at SRNNews.com.